Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, offering local, organic, and sustainable food in South Lake Union, Roosevelt near the UW, Ballard, and 65th. Featuring a new lunch menu, including an organic heirloom tomato and fresh catch salad, now taking reservations online at portagebaycafe.com.
With a live studio session from Northwest jazz rock fusion group Freudian Slurp. The group formed about 3 years ago through the iconic Mojam Mondays at Nectar in Fremont, soon after releasing their debut album, Edible Complex. After a couple of years honing their style, building a dedicated following around the Northwest, they've released their second album, Get It, just this past spring, resulting in lots of excited airplay on my Saturday afternoon modern jazz show, The New Cool. You can catch them live in Wallingford at the Sea Monster Lounge tonight. And live in our studios right now, here's Ian Hughes on guitar, Dylan Hughes playing bass, Kyle Kirkpatrick is behind the drums, that's Dave Delengowitz on sax and clarinet, and on piano and Fender Rhodes, John Gonneau. Please help me welcome Freudian Slurp. too cool. Freudian Slurp live on 88.5 KNKX on Fun Drive Thursday. We've got Ian Hughes and Dylan Hughes, guitar and bass. Kyle Kirkpatrick's behind the drums. Dave DeLinguitz on sax and clarinet. Sax coming up next. And John Gonneau at the Fender Rhodes and on the next tune, piano. Ian and Dylan, I guess we should start with the core brothers of the band. Growing up in the Hughes family, Dylan, what kind of music were your parents playing for you?
Well, our dad listened to a lot of blues, so we had a lot of B.B. King. You guys were talking about Taj Mahal earlier and that kind of stuff. Our first concert we saw was B.B. King at the Gorge, George Thorogood and Joe Bonamassa. I was like eighth grade or something like that, and that was mind-blowing. We, even in the morning, our dad woke us up. We stayed in this hotel, and our dad woke us up, and he was like, "Hey, guys, get up, get up. B.B. King's tour bus is outside." And we, like, got us up and went. We got to meet him, and he was just larger than life, and that was crazy.
Fantastic. Ian, tell us about forming this band. I guess you've been jamming with Kyle on drums for a number of years, and then more recently putting together Freudian Slurp. Did you have an idea musically of the kind of sound you wanted the band to have?
Yes and no. And I think it was really that I had two sounds that I wanted the band to have, and we've settled on the one that works with this outfit.
What was the other sound?
I do more singer-songwriter kind of stuff. So on the first album, Edible Complex, you can clearly hear this clash of sort of this sultry Ian prog rock kind of voice mixing with these coming in jazz influences. So it was like kind of getting the first reviews from that album and then starting to listen back and hearing some intonation things and things about the recordings and things about kind of the messages with the song and just thinking, okay, I attach this name Freudian Slurp a little bit more with this hard-hitting instrumental sound with a little bit of this maybe Baltic influence. And I feel like that's worked a lot better with what we're doing.
The new record is called Get It. And you can find them at the Sea Monster Lounge in Wallingford tonight, or the Fremont Wallingford kind of area. Free Willington Ford?
Nailed it.
Let's talk to
Nailed it.
A cat who's come out of the North Texas University, University of North Texas jazz program, I should say, Dave DeLinguitz. You came to Seattle for the music, which is, you know, there's a long tradition of rock and roll players doing that. Why did you, a jazz player, come to Seattle?
Well, 9 years ago in music school, I was dating a bass player who was from here, and I thought, hey, that works out, and followed her here, and she took off to New York with someone else, but I've stuck around so far.
What is it about the music community in the Northwest that kept you around?
It's really open. There's any idea you have, any level you are, you can find a place to play and people to play with, and that's how we all grow and get better and make stuff happen, so I've been happy to be here doing stuff and hope to keep doing it, you know?
Right on. Ian, before we get back into the music, we've been laughing about the band name for a long time. And this is a great city for great jazz band names, going back to Bebop and Destruction, Skerrick's band, the Dead Kenny G's. What was your inspiration for the band name?
It was during a period of time where I think I had a couple other band names. One was Edgar Allan Potato, and that was Dave and I, Dave on the saxophone and me on the guitar, just a duo. And there was another one called Coupe de Villain. And so I kept this clever little list in my phone of either cool sounding or silly sounding, mostly silly sounding band names, mostly dumb dad jokes. And when I was forming this group, I was like, hey guys, you know, can we call it Freudian Slurp? And everyone kind of collectively went, ew. And so we stuck with that for better or for worse. We one of our first reviews came in, and he had written the review. This is over at The Stranger. He had written the review basically based on Freudian Slurp. Are they as bad as their name implies that they would be? The outcome was, eh.
They said we're the same thing about Death Cab for Cutie, believe
oh, yeah,
me.
Right?
Live on 88.5, we have Freudian Slurp performing once again there at the Sea Monster Lounge in Fremont tonight. Take it away, guys. Thank you. On 88.5, it's Freudian Slurp. Their new second album's out now. It's called Get It, and you can find them at the Sea Monster Lounge in Seattle tonight. Ian Hughes on the guitar. I wanted to ask you, since we talked about you, used to sing with the band, but boy, I could pitch a movie around that last song. It's a rom-com meets psychological thriller starring Bill Murray as Sigmund Freud. Kind of a road film, too. And it's called The Skeleton Boss. Skeleton Boss. So tell us about how you can tell stories within the context of an instrumental band.
Well, first of all, it's always a struggle. The thing that I'd say that I use the most is actually just that cinematic ideal of getting in touch with the cliches that people have already attached to some of these things. Like the next song, very much, this is a Dave DeLanguitz composition, I won't take credit for it, but the next song very much has this car chase, news bump kind of feel to it. And it's about a dog that solves crime, to be short in the explanation. But that is absolutely always a challenge, trying to figure out how to tell that story. And it's a challenge that I really love to delve into. So it's something I'm thinking about more, and even more how to tell stories with a little less of a direct storyline and more of things that speak to emotional content or feelings and can really delve into those stories. Right now, that whole album that we put out, I think, really sounds like an action film.
Mm-hmm.
And the next direction is to try and make things have a little bit more of an intrinsic feel to them as opposed to just cinematic and scenic.
Yeah, that song has a really fun arrangement. There's definitely a beginning and an end and a storyline that goes through it. But this is a band, too. A lot of the members in this band really draw a lot of their experience in playing and their talent from jam sessions. And I wonder if you could tell us about the power of jam sessions and working in situations where you can't predict where the song's going to go.
Do it. It's the best thing to do. Put yourself in those situations, stretch those ears out, figure it out. Everyone's got their own means and how they figure out how to blend in. and you just learn more and more. The jam scene around Seattle is so great, too. From Mo Jam Mondays and Entre Mundos, both on Monday night, to the heavy hitters over at the Allen Thistle on Tuesday night, there is a place where you can go and play just about every night of the week. And that's where we all really learn to play. Dave went to jazz school. But most of us really came up, met each other, and learned everything by going to jams. One of my teachers said, "Hey, man, you know you can learn jazz at a jam session, right?" And I've kind of stuck to that idea.
And Kyle, you had something to say about jam sessions as well.
Oh, yeah. I just want to add, especially with the influence of Dylan and Ian, dynamics are the biggest device in a jam. And, you know, there's lots of players with amazing chops and amazing technical ability. But if you want the jam to have a story and to have a form to it, you can build it through dynamics. You know, just getting quiet every once in a while makes the loud parts more exciting.
Yeah. And slowing down makes the fast stuff more exciting as well, and vice versa. Now, I wanted to talk, it is Fun Drive time, Fall Fun Drive at 88.5. Make your pledge right now, knkx.org. And I wonder if you guys can talk about the power that we have in the Northwest with public radio and the community that it builds. I'll start over here with Dave.
Totally. I mean, since I moved here 9 years ago, like, I've met a lot of people that I hear on the radio, especially shows like this one. It's kind of introduced me to who's who on the scene, you know, told me where to go, what to check out, and it's just been really awesome, you know, not only meeting people who've been on the radio for years, but seeing my friends come up and get their shot to be on the radio like we are now is super exciting for me. So, hey, thank you. And yeah, radio rules.
Hi, Mom. And Ian and Dylan, you guys grew up around here with a lot of great public radio. What has been your experience with the radio format, Dylan?
Well, I think it's just really cool that a lot of stations have been moving more and more towards the public radio idea just because, well, you know, less commercials, first of all, and the listeners get a little more interaction with everything that's going on. And we're just really honored to be here and just feel like we're in a group with, like, very just high quality, you know, just we're in good hands.
And Kyle, you wanted to get in something?
Sure. Yeah. KNKX, formerly KPLU, has, like, meant a lot to me growing up. You know, I grew up with grunge music in my house, but I wanted to hear more than just cats, you know. And as a drummer, you know, it expanded horizons for me, exposing me to not just jazz, but music from around the world. I love that.
You can make your pledge of support right now, knkx.org. And you can pick up the brand new album, the second from Freudian Slurp. It's called Get It. You can find it at their show tonight at the Sea Monster Lounge in Fremont/Wallingford. And we've got time for one more song, and this will be the song about the detective dog. It's called
Probable Pause.
Take it away. Freudian Slurp live on 88.5. Thank you. Slurp live on 88.5. I could see it now. McGruff the Crime Dog on the big screen. Ready for that one. Probable pause. You can find Freudian Slurp at the Sea Monster Lounge tonight and pick up a copy of their brand new record, Get It. That's Ian Hughes at the guitar, Dylan Hughes bass, Dave DeLengowitz sax and clarinet, Kyle Kirkpatrick at the drums, and John Gano piano and Fender Rhodes. Thank you so much for being here, guys.
Wonderful
time. Thanks also to the members of our leadership circle. Your generous contributions and the support of all KNKX listeners make these performances possible. For a pledge of $125 a month, you can be a member of the leadership circle and get invites to these exclusive studio session moments. Also like to thank our studio session sponsors, the Shack Art Center. Thanks to Brian Moynihan for audio production and Park Blum for handling the video and photos today. And with that, we'll send it back to Robin Lloyd, Nick Morrison, more Midday Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.